morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ. Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4265, NMLS number 64367.
Time for a weather update, and yep, there's still weather outside. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold, so wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall. Don't worry, Kevin Wall will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, you're stuck with me. I'm the founder of ShausCreative.com, former communications director once upon a time for the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Now I'm off doing my own thing. And Megan Barth made a great point in the last segment, and that is that local politics matter. And I'd argue they matter the most, and we should have learned that during COVID. Okay, because it wasn't Trump, it wasn't Biden, it wasn't even Fauci, although Fauci gave horrible advice, and everybody followed his advice, so that man needs to go away. But it wasn't the federal government that shut everything down. It was your governor. It was your mayor. It was the most local levels of government were the ones that made living a nightmare through 2020. And we should just keep that in mind, because that's what's going to happen with gun rights. That's what happens with taxes. That's what happens with literally every political issue. It's the local issues that matter the most. 8442 Nevada, 8442 Nevada is the phone number if you want to be a part of the program. Let's go to the phones really quick. We've got Frank, I believe. Frank, what's on your mind?
I got three things I doubt we'll get through them. How sick, how ill, how mentally ill. We have 39% of around them, they're brainwashed, indoctrinated, that would still vote for Biden, and they can't name one doggone thing Biden's done, good or right. But, oh, I hate Trump, so Biden's the lesser of two evils. That is how mentally sick and ill and what indoctrination can do and how much trouble our country is in. The second thing, Michael, my first and middle name is Franklin Pierce. And I don't know if you know, I was named after who that was. And we don't need to go after that. But if I didn't get an honorable discharge, I couldn't show my face at any family gatherings, Christmas or Easter, Thanksgiving. I'm very adept with 60 cal, 50 cal. Every gun law in this country is an act of treason against the four pages, the second greatest document next to the Bible that was ever created. And the third thing, being half Mexican, they call them migrants. They're this illegal alien invasion, and that's what it is. I don't think I have time to give your listeners a history lesson. China and Russia never liked each other. Long border, a lot of fighting, probably for a couple, maybe a couple thousand years, at least a couple centuries. They don't teach you this in school. 1926, I mean, when you got 2 billion people, what's 5 million? And it was a brilliant tactic. They sent 5 million soldiers fully dressed, China, into Russia and surrendered. 5 million, and that collapsed their economy. This is an act of war, and the United Nations. Where are these poor migrant workers getting all these cell phones? The United, how do they know how to navigate from so far in South and Middle America and Mexico lets them come through?
Well, yeah. Anyway,
I threw three things at you. I'll take your response on the radio. Thanks for the time, Mike.
Yeah, no. Thank you for calling. Again, 8442-NEVADA is our phone number if you want to be a part of the show. I mean, on the issue of gun laws, yeah, this is something that hits really close to home for me, and it drives me nuts every time I hear a gun law, because the gun laws that we already have on the books are already far more excessive than what the Constitution, what the Bill of Rights is supposed to permit. But even if you say, okay, I'm going to take some sort of middle ground and some restrictions are fine, the things that we're hearing right now are so far beyond the way that we treat any other right. I mean, imagine treating our right to free speech the same way that we treat our right to guns. Oh, yeah, you want to go talk in the middle of the public square? I'm sorry. You have to go get a license and, you know, go ahead and get some training so that way you say the right things. And then we treat no other. In fact, I think it was it Justice Scalia, I think, who said that we treat the Second Amendment like a second class right, that we don't. As a country, we just don't take it seriously enough. You know, if you think that there need to be stricter gun laws, go out there and change the Constitution. On the issue of immigration, you know, this is one of those things. As a libertarian, oftentimes I get conservatives upset at me because I'm actually of the opinion that we need more people to move to this country for pure demographic reasons. I mean, if you expect Social Security to stay afloat in any shape, you need more younger workers actually in the economy. And part of the way that you do that is opening up to more people from around the world coming to this country. Now, that being said, to quote Dennis Miller, they should sign the guest book on the way in. You know, there's a process here. And I'm totally open to saying, okay, let's make the process easier. Because honestly, if you live in Honduras, you probably don't have $6,000 and 10 years laying around to get a U.S. citizenship. I get that. But this is what we've done in this country. We have broken the immigration system so bad, and we've ruined the border security so bad that it is now about 5,000 times easier for folks to come here illegally, putting themselves and other people at risk and causing unintended consequences on our economy, than it is for anybody to actually do it legally. And this has created an absolutely broken system. And you're right, the flood of people coming over the southern border, that's going to have really far-reaching consequences, economic, socially, and everything else. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-2-NEVADA is our phone number. We'll be right back. I am Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And I got the traffic cams in front of me here, and I see some clouds in the background, too. We'll talk about that at the top of the hour, the chance of rain. Got a couple of new accidents there. Gas at Casino Center downtown, Sahara at Van Patten. Both of those in the early stages. Got a cleanup phase. Russell at Las Vegas Boulevard, a fender bender there. Crashes Durango at Warm Springs, Pecos at Stewart. Heavy volumes continue on the 15 through those lane restrictions through that Dropicana construction zone. Remember, the Interstate 15 southbound exit ramp is closed at Tropicana, and the 15 northbound exit ramp at Frank Sinatra Drive is closed on 15 north.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The NHL Western Conference Final is set. The Golden Knights will take on the Dallas Stars. Dallas beat Seattle 2-1 last night in Game 7 to advance. The Golden Knights host Games 1 and 2. Game 1 is Friday. Game 2 on Sunday. Then the series heads to Dallas for Games 3 and 4. Game 3 is Tuesday. Game 4 on Thursday of next week. Game 5, if necessary, back in Vegas on Saturday. Dallas coach Peter DeBoer was the coach for the Golden Knights. When the teams met in the conference finals in 2020, Dallas won that series in 5 games. DeBoer fired by Vegas in 2022. He took over Dallas last summer. The Dodgers won their 6th straight last night, 9-8 over the Twins. Chris Taylor scored on a bases-loaded walk in the 12th. Max Muncy homered twice. The Padres shut out the Royals 4-0 in San Diego Monday. Michael Wacha took a no-hitter into the 8th. He struck out
this
his
update powered by Progressive.
Padres, I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
For powerful HP tech your business can count on Staples. Staples has great prices on a full range of HP printers, PCs, laptops, and monitors. And now through May 27th, score an extra $50 off all HP laptops regularly priced $599.99 and above with the Staples Connect app. Plus, this week only, the HP OfficeJet 9015E wireless color inkjet printer is $70 off. For the best deals on the best HP tech for your small business, shop Staples. In-store only. Excludes Chromebooks and clearance.
Leroy 71's backed up. What's your 20? Over.
Olivia needs more drivers for her trucking company to go the extra mile.
Three more stops to make.
She wants to hitch a team to drive business forward.
Lots of double nickels on the 169. You know what I'm over? This driver shortage.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. I am Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall. Don't worry, Kevin Wall will be back tomorrow. Something that really strikes me about local politics. You know, people love to pay attention to what's going on the national level, Trump, Biden, congressional Democrats, congressional Republicans, so on and so forth. And don't worry, we will talk about some of that stuff in the next couple of hours. But before any of that stuff matters, what's going on in your own backyard matters the most. What is your county commission doing? What are your lawmakers up in Carson City doing? As we were talking with Megan Barth earlier in the hour, gun rights. Gun rights are going to first and foremost be infringed by your local politicians. We know this. This is history. We've seen it time and time again. Look at California. You know, California is not a mess because of what's going on in Washington, D.C. California is a mess because of California politicians. And this is something that absolutely amazes me. I believe we've got a soundbite here, and I want to play this for you here in just a second, because when you look at the state of California, it should be somewhere where everybody wants to live. It has got absolutely gorgeous landscapes. It's got a ton of natural resources. It's got a business center with LA and San Francisco. It's got ports. It's a massive economy just by itself. This should be basically the entrepreneurial innovation business center of America. I mean, forget New York City. It should all be out in California because you have literally everything, including space. I mean, it is the gem of the West. So I want to hear from Nick Gillespie here. He's a libertarian that runs Reason.com, and he was talking about some of what has gone wrong in California. Here we go.
Newsom he's taken California, where I've lived at times, Matt is from. California has every advantage going for it, and he managed for the first time in recorded history to drive people out of California. It actually lost population and a congressional seat under him. But the real things about him is he represents the worst kind of elites. The laws are for the little people. We saw this during COVID when he went to the French Laundry, the famous restaurant, and ate indoors while not allowing other people to do that. He sent his kids to private school while not allowing public schools in California to convene classes on a regular basis. And when he was mayor of San Francisco, he was bordering always on going full Pol Pot, where he had announced, among other things, that you couldn't have donuts at staff meetings anymore. Bagels needed to be cut in half or in quarters so that to encourage people or to minimize overeating. And then he declared at some point that median grass strips, that homeless people could farm there. So it was like, you know, he was a couple of weeks away from declaring, you know, people with eyeglasses having presumed bourgeois tendencies and should be put out into concentration camps. Gavin Newsom would be a status quo politician, and he's about half the age of Trump or Biden, so he would be around forever. And he is absolutely the worst kind of retread of a great society idea of that you can just milk the economy like a cow. It will never die. It will never reduce its milk. He would be a disaster. And I think he's very likely, if not to get the nomination, to be really far into the mix either this time or next time.
Yeah, I mean, as usual, I love what Nick Gillespie has to say here. And it really does illustrate just how bad California has become. And by the way, I love kind of beating up on California. If you ever need to cheer me up, just ask me what I think about Gavin Newsom, and it instantly puts me in a better mood to start ranting about him. But I play that for you because we all seem to understand that California has a lot of troubles. Those troubles are not the consequence of what's going on in Washington, D.C. They are the consequence of what's been going on in California politics for the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And that is what I want people to really understand. It is always local that matters the most, whether you're talking about gun rights taxes, like I said, COVID restrictions or what have you. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-2-NEVADA if you want to be a part of the program. Let's try to squeeze in a phone call before we go to the next break. Brady, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, you were talking about Gavin Newsom and one man I cannot stand. That California right now has a $30 billion shortfall. And last week they were talking about giving $1.5 million to each black person. Absolutely ludicrous. You know, in regards to the libertarian and the lefty Democrats, you know, it's one odd thing that I've been looking at the last year or so. You haven't had one opposition to war from either one of those political sides, the libertarians or the lefty libtards. They're all in support of war with Russia. Okay. And I don't believe in the Russian war. I'm glad Russia's kicking their Ukrainian ass. I love it. I love it. It's showing NATO how small they are and that they can't trounce over another nation for no reason.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay? I want to get out of NATO. For you here. First of all, libertarians have been staunchly anti-war for as long as I can remember, and they still are. I mean, I don't know of any serious libertarian who's out there cheering some sort of war with Ukraine. That being said, you can be two things at once. You can say I'm anti-war and also Russia's absolutely in the wrong for invading another country. You know, I've had a lot of family members that and family friends that are Ukrainian, and I got to tell you, they have over the course of the last century been beaten up time and time again by the Russians. And at some point, you know, I'm sitting here cheering for the Ukrainians, but I don't want war.
Again, what your media view is completely the opposite of reality. What's going on? There's been a coup going on in Ukraine since 2014.
Oh, look, I'm not saying that Ukraine is good, and I'm not saying that Ukraine is something that we need to go shed blood for. What I'm saying is that Vladimir Putin, no matter how you cut it, is a very, very bad dude who wants to do a lot of bad to the rest of the world.
And 100% disagree. He's a Christian. And I love him for what he's doing.
Vladimir Putin is an ex-KGB, my man. He used to run the KGB. All right. Hey, man, Brady, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. It's not very often you get people calling up trying to defend a KGB agent. You know, that just doesn't happen a whole lot. Usually we kind of know that KGB folks are bad folks. Let's try to squeeze in one more phone call before we go to the break here. Who do we got? Cyprus? Yeah, what's on your mind today?
Well, I actually I just wanted to point out that the effects of our economy and society is going to be in trouble, especially here in Vegas, because of the long-term effects of the vaccine. Because the question is, will we have pilot shortages and visitor shortages and everything like that? Because the trend is pretty upsetting. But I also wanted to respond to your comment that you made about how we need more immigrants. I actually think what we should be doing right now is pushing for a massive baby boom. And we have to start realizing that the main problem is that if you look at the typical people in our 20s, these are not good candidates to have children. We have a generation or two that doesn't even know how to be parents. If you look at the typical, especially 25-year-old woman, She's more about getting attention and entertainment rather than just actually trying to become a mom.
Well, this actually ties into why I say that we need more, and again, legal immigration being an important distinction here. The reason why I say we need more is because you look at the fertility rates that's going on, and quite frankly, as you point out, the cultural trends where a lot of folks who are in their 20s are absolutely not prepared for, quite frankly, adulthood, let alone parenthood. When you look at that, given the Ponzi scheme that we have on things like Social Security and even Medicare and Medicaid and all that stuff, you need a growing populace and a growing working class.
But what are we doing to increase the birth rate? We have to encourage, we have to talk to many of these young people.
Well, if you're talking about cultural things,
immigration.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about cultural things, that is,
failed societies is not going to work.
Well, if you're talking about cultural changes, here's the problem. If you're talking about cultural changes, I'm all with you going out there and trying to, you know, do things to change the birth rate, but that's not in the purview of government. Government, you know, has already been trying to toy around with that by adding things like the child tax credit and, you know, things like that. A, it doesn't work,
well,
and B, you just
changed.
Make it even more complicated. But, hey, look, I'd love
to
keep...
The birth rate was above replacement in the late 90s. We have to look at what changed since the late 90s.
Yeah, it's been mostly cultural. But, hey, look, we'll carry this on the other side of the break. I appreciate you calling, and... yeah,
sure, no problem.
8442-NEVADA, 8442-NEVADA. You know, we did touch on something there. There's a difference between what culture can do and what government can do, and I want to talk a little bit about that when we get back. I am Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall here on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Hi, this is Assemblyman Toby Urich, representative for Nevada's Assembly District 19. I've lived in Nevada for almost 35 years, and I love our great state. I'm a retired police officer, having served 20 years with the Henderson Police Department. I am so excited to serve in the Nevada Assembly and to work with my fellow legislators to find solutions to challenges and to promote policies that will help all Nevadans. For more information about me and the issues I stand for, please visit my website at tobyurich.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at New Hope Tax Defense. taxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall. Don't worry, Kevin Wall will be back tomorrow. Before we went to the break, we were talking, just briefly, we started to get into the issue of some of the cultural things that have changed since the 90s and the way that that has impacted so many parts of our economy and our daily life. And this is something I've been thinking about a lot, partially because of my aging generation and partially because of, I've got a soon-to-be 5-year-old daughter, and I think about the world that she's entering is so drastically different than even when I was 5 years old. When I was 6 years old, 7 years old, I mean, up until I was in my teens, I think about my first cell phone, and it was one of those that I think you could play Snake on it. I think it was a Nokia, but you had roaming charges and everything else. You never even used it as an actual cell phone. And compare that to what's going on today in the world that she lives in and the culture. And the problem is there are two different problems, honestly, that we're facing. One is a cultural problem and one is a governmental problem. Now, government cannot fix culture. I cannot underscore this enough. Government cannot fix culture. Andrew Breitbart once said that all politics is downstream from culture. And I love that saying because it is so very true. As the culture goes, so too does politics. And then politics, obviously, from that flows government. So when you're talking about things like our low birth rate, when you're talking about things like just the general unwillingness to work amongst some of the younger generations right now, these are not things that you can implement government policies to fix, nor should you try. I guess I shouldn't say that you can't. You could. China had a cultural revolution, very authoritarian. I mean, if you are wildly authoritarian, sure, you can put in some government policies that will force people to work as they're young people or force people to have X number of babies or something. But obviously, none of us are that authoritarian. So you cannot fix cultural problems with government. But the opposite is true. You can fix government with culture. So if you are out there and you're talking to your neighbors, if you're changing some minds on a very grassroots level about things like firearms or taxes or anything else, that will and can translate into governmental change or political change. And we've seen this. The left has been very, very adept at this. They've been extraordinarily successful in doing this. The right has accidentally been successful in a couple of areas. I think like school choice, for example. Wild popularity for school choice. That is a cultural thing that the fiscal conservatives and libertarians really won on maybe a decade, 2 decades ago. And now finally, politics is starting to flow from that. The cultural acceptance of school choice is something that very much exists out there. And politicians are starting to notice, and you see across the country, maybe not as much in Nevada right now, but elsewhere, that's changing government's approach to education. So you can't fix culture with government, but you can fix government with culture. It's something that I think we really have to focus more on our side. Hey, I am Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall today. Don't worry, he'll be back tomorrow. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-2-NEVADA is the phone number if you want to be a part of the program today here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of